segment two now with Coach Caleb Wick of the Jacksonites Cobras. The Cobras 2-0 heading into their matchup this week, tomorrow night at home against Horton. As it's a homecoming matchup, Coach, there's a lot of distraction that people will talk about when it comes to homecoming and the festivities that come with it. How do you guys keep your boys focused for this week?
You know, homecoming's a weird week, like you said, but our kids embrace it. I really like them to have fun during the course of the week, you know, dressing up for all the things that we do for homecoming. And then, you know, we have a big pep rally on Friday, and I like them to cheer, hoop and holler, have a great time. We got a volleyball game tonight at home that hopefully they go there and, you know, loud and proud for our girls volleyball team. And it's just, like I said, it's a mindset. We've trained these guys to, you know, focus up when it's time to focus up. Just like in practice, there's some times to have fun in practice, and there's some times to focus up and really get your mind right and really zone in on the scouting report. And they did that this week, and especially with this Horton team coming up, you know, they do a lot of different things on offense. I know they don't have a lot of kids, but the kids that they do have just play exceptionally hard each and every play. And I haven't seen an offense like they run with two quarterbacks in the backfield with both of their hands up. You know, the ball can go either way at any given moment. They run they pull a lot. They move their offensive line around a lot. So we're definitely, you know, been harping on the defensive side of the football, you know, using your eyes. You know, your eyes don't lie, and getting your eyes in the right position and filling those right gaps. So that's definitely what we're harping on this week.
Yeah, a Horton team that's a kind of a slow start of the season for them, 0-2 coming into this matchup, and have yet to score this season. Tell me about what the mindset is for your defense. You alluded to it just a little bit, of staying assignment sound and being prepared against a team like this.
And it's just one of those things. We got to get better ourselves. That starts in practice. We know we're not where we want to be right at this point in time. We got to get better each and every week, and that's one thing that we're really harping to the kids is we don't care if they're 0-2, we don't care if they're 2-0, we don't care if they're 1-1. We have a 1-0 mindset, and every team's going to give us their best shot. It's a privilege being the number one team in the state like we are right now, but we know that rankings don't mean a thing in football. You know, even when you look at college football, any given Saturday, somebody can get knocked off. So that's the mindset we have. Any given Friday, anybody can come in here, we go on the road, and they knock us off. So we definitely have to prepare each and every game like it could be our last game, and that's the mindset we're trying to portray to these kids, and they're really, really embracing it and going forward on it.
Well, you kind of answered my next question. Was about, you guys are now the top-ranked team in the state across multiple publications, with Conway Springs falling last week. Just tell me a little bit about why it's important for your kids to understand, yes, there's a target on their back, but it's just one game at a time.
Yeah, it's one game at a time, and we got to remember what got us here. You know, what got us here is just that dog mentality. You know, we can't finesse anything. We can't go soft in practice. Just because you're the number one team means absolutely nothing. Yes, it's a joy to be the number one team, but, you know, you look around the state, even in our league, you know, JCN's an unbelievable team. Haven't given up a point this year. ACCHS is an unbelievable team. Troy's an unbelievable team. I think from top to bottom, our league is stronger than it was last year, and that's saying something because we had a lot of good teams in it last year. You know, you talk about Riverside. I think they're the most underrated team in 1A right now. I think that was a great win week one, and I think they're just going to keep getting better and better and better as well. And hopefully by the end of the year, they'll be a top five team as well. And I can't say anything else about our league. It's always positive, and we got great coaches in our league. And I know every single week we're going to have to play our top notch game.
Northeast Kansas League battle tomorrow night at home for Jackson Heights. It's homecoming. Horton comes to town against the Cobras, and it'll be on the Cobra Channel at 7 o'clock. Just go to citylinktv.com and watch the game. Coach, thanks for taking some time this week. As always, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room Chat presented by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson.